This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in the U.S. state of Georgia on Sunday rebuffed U.S. Republican President Donald Trump's contention that Democratic challenger Joe Biden fraudulently won the southern U.S. state, declaring that the president-elect's claim to Georgia's 16 electoral votes would stand. Brad Raffensperger, the state's top elections official, told ABC News' This Week show that as a conservative Republican, he was disappointed that Trump lost Georgia, but he said the people have spoken and, quote, we don't see anything that would overturn the will of the people. Trump on Saturday asked the state's Republican Governor Brian Kemp to call a special session of the state legislature to overturn the vote there and award Trump the state's electors, which alone would not be enough to upend Biden's unofficial 306 to 232 advantage in the Electoral College, which determines the outcome of U.S. presidential elections. Governor Kemp denied the president's request. President-elect Joe Biden has picked California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to be his health secretary. This puts a defender of the Affordable Care Act in a leading role to oversee the Biden administration's coronavirus response. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Department of Health and Human Services is a $1 trillion plus agency with 80,000 employees and a portfolio that includes drugs and vaccines, leading-edge medical research, and health insurance programs covering more than 130 million Americans. Separately, Mr. Biden has picked a Harvard infectious disease expert, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top U.S. health officials told Americans Sunday they need to be determined to protect themselves against the coronavirus, even as the first vaccines are likely to become available later this month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told the Fox News Sunday show, quote, we need people to renew their commitment. Please wear a mask. Azar said if a panel of experts at the Food and Drug Administration approves the Pfizer vaccine, health workers can be vaccinating patients within hours. U.S. authorities have decided that medical and emergency workers, as well as employees and residents of nursing homes, are at the highest risk of contracting the infection and will thus be the first in line to be inoculated. Azar said that 30 million to 40 million doses of the vaccine will be available by the end of the year, with millions more doses to be manufactured in the first half of 2021. The British government will be the first country to roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. It's the first Western nation to do so. The National Health Service says the first doses will be distributed to healthcare workers in Britain's over the age of 80 starting on Tuesday. Roughly 800,000 doses are expected to be administered during the first week. Pfizer and BioNTech could receive U.S. approval later this month, and China is also gearing up to introduce a huge coronavirus vaccine initiative. U.S. President Donald Trump's outgoing administration is set to approve a controversial land swap later this month that would give Rio Tinto Limited and partners more than 9.7 square kilometers to build an Arizona copper mine, even though the project would destroy religious and cultural sites sacred to Native Americans. Tribal leaders and other critics allege that the United States government is fast-tracking the environmental review process before Trump is replaced by President-elect Joe Biden next month. Those are charges the government and Rio Tinto deny. The land swap outlined in U.S. government documents reflects the tension between the increasing global attention on the rights of indigenous peoples and the need to boost metals production to power electric vehicles and reduce global carbon emissions. Britain and the European Union will make a last-ditch attempt to strike a post-Brexit trade deal this week, probably with just days left for negotiators to avert a chaotic parting of the ways at the end of the year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke over the weekend to get their teams back to the negotiating table after talks stalled on three thorny issues. They're expected to speak again Monday evening. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.